Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Samaches. The Mishnah discusses the inyan of being able to be yotzei from someone else's bracha, b'shamei ka'ona. When is the time that one should make his own bracha? And when is the time that you could be yotzei with the brachos of someone else, midin shamei ka'ona? So the Mishnah discusses Sugya Richtim Bavli as well, b'sekha sukkah. It's what's the halacha about being yotzei the brachos. Now again, we know the halacha is that it's preferred, rova madras melech, that one person makes a bracha for everybody together. It's more covered shemayim, then each one does their own brachos. But when is the halacha that requires one to do so? So the Mishnah says, hayoshven, if people are sitting together at a suda, but they're not being mesiv, they're not reclining, they're just sitting, then kol echad v'echad b'verach li'atzma. Every person makes their own bracha. Makes their own bracha. Yisebo, what if they're reclining, if they're being leaning and they're sitting together to eat, which is a suda, kviyas, echad b'verach l'kulam. Then one person makes a bracha for everybody. What's the cheshbon? What is the cheshbon of the difference between sitting and being mesiv? Because when a person is sitting, so the idea is that you're sitting, you're not being koveya. Koveya suda is when you're sitting reclining together, that means you're actually eating together. It's like one suda, you're having a full suda. A full suda used to be belash and asebo. So therefore, when they're sitting there and they're being mesiv, so then it's a suda that they're all together. When they're all together, then one person should be yotzei, yidin shemei ka'ona, everybody. But if they're not leaning, just sitting, which means it's sort of like a temporary suda, not a full suda. So meila, therefore, each one should make his own bracha. Because when someone is not having a suda together, biyachad, it's almost like you're standing together. So sitting together without leaning is like you're standing together. So then the halacha is everybody, it's no kviyas, everyone should go ahead and make their own bracha. And make their own bracha. So this is the halacha, the nafkamina in the Mishnah. Again, this is talking about both the bracha rishona and also the bracha birkas hamazon as well. That we talk about the brachas hamazon. So the halacha is also it should be able to make a bracha, people together sitting leaning, so they make the bracha rishona together and the bracha akronit together. The question is whether a person should make brachas hamazon, which is mitzvah d'oraisa, mekayim himself. Is it such a din as gadol? Is the inyan of doing it together more than he would be able to do it with somebody else, some together? So the idea would be of being koveya suda. So some say only when there's a kviyas of a zimun, then everybody should go ahead and make a bracha for themselves. So but if not, then it's not only you have three people doing it together, but if not, the halacha would be that you should still be together. One should still be yotzei with the others. If they're being mesiv, even two people being mesiv with the benching, even though they are not being may not be able to bench together because they don't have a zimun, but still in all they can do so. Today the idna says the charedim today in a organ lechol b'aseba, we don't do aseba. And therefore just sitting on the table shalom aseba could tell you. Therefore so today's nafkamina would be not the nafkamina of the Mishnah of being mesiv sitting or leaning. Because today, nobody leans, everybody sits. So Mamela, therefore, would be, the kviyas would change. If you're sitting together at a table, that's kviyas, and one person is mevarech l'kulon. One person should make the bracha for all of them. But if they're standing or walking, then even if you have people together, there's no dim rav madras melech there, then halacha, that would be considered almost like sitting in the Mishnah, which is not a kviyas, and therefore, everybody should make the bracha for themselves. That is the way that Haredim brings down what halacha l'maisa be, which is the gimel halacha in Shulchan Aruch as well. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah continues, the halacha is bar lehen yayin v'sach hamazon. What if they brought wine in the middle of the suda? Halacha m'varach l'atzmo. So again, people eating together, and even if they're sitting and being mesiv, and which means they're having one suda, so one person should be yotze, the others in brachos. But here, if they brought yayin, besoch hamazon, in the middle of the meal, each one should go ahead and make his own bracha. They should not be yotze together with one suda, with one bracha. Again, what's the reason for this? Because lamaisa, it's a separate bracha. Wine is not part of the suda. It's a davar kashuv, and therefore, since wine is kashuv, so mela, therefore, it becomes not really part of the suda, and therefore, each one should go and make their own bracha. Make their own bracha of the suda itself. They should make their own bracha, because it's not a bracha that's together. The wine is something that's eaten separately, drunk separately. It's not part of the etzem suda. And even though people drink wine at each suda, but lamaisa, it's a separate davar kashuv, requires its own bracha. So its own bracha, each person should go ahead and make their own bracha and not be yotze one echad lekulon. But akar mazon, what if they brought it after the meal? Then echad merach lekulon, then one person can make a bracha for everybody. Because it's not part of the suda, which means they finished eating, but they didn't make brachas amazon yet. In such a case, then halacha is, then echad merach lekulon, then one person could go ahead and mechabed everybody for benches. Look, mechabed in benching, they're leaning, so one person will bench for everybody. So too, you'll be able to go ahead and merach the same thing as well. So therefore, as I said over here, interesting, the Pnei Moshe explains, by besoch hamazon, you don't do it because since people are leaning and they're eating, it could be that they won't be able to make a bron bracha. If they're going to go ahead to turn to the mevarech, they would not be able to go ahead and turn to the mevarech. The person is going to be yotze then turn to them while you're being mesiv, and you won't be able to swallow. You may choke on what you're drinking. Therefore, you should not. Don't look at the mevarech. Make your own bracha, and make your own bracha of barpi agav. That's what the Pnei Moshe explains. Therefore, acha hamazon, if you finish eating and there's no more concern about turning to the mevarech to be yotze, then you go ahead. You don't have to make a bracha. You be yotze mevarech lekulon because they all finished eating. There's no more sakana because they ate now, and therefore they're be yotze with any additional they're going to drink. They could be yotze with the mevarech. And we're not choshesh that they're going to go ahead and turn to the person and merely live for that. That's the way he learns. The Rosh Hashanah learns different. Pnei Moshe learns a little bit different in the Gemara, in the two cases of the Mishnah. But this is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the halachas in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, therefore, echem mevarech lekulon. In such a case, mevarech lekulon. What about omel and mukmar? What about a person that goes ahead and originally starts off the bracha to be yotze everybody? So now you make the bracha on a mukmar, you bake a bracha on the incense that they used to burn during the meal, to have sweet fragrance during the meal, a sweet odor, a sweet smell. So there, that bracha, who makes that bracha? So the person who makes the bracha at the beginning of the suda, so they would, that was the minute to burn the incense in the suda. So therefore they would go, and they would make the bracha, So therefore the Mishnah is telling us, as we had earlier, therefore when you get together and you're burning it, who's the one who makes it? The person who makes the bracha, hamotzi, is the one who also makes the bracha al hamukma, makes the bracha on the besamim. And therefore, since he was machabit for that, they machabit him as well with the other brachos. And now, even though normally the mukmar is mentioned before the end of the suda, it's done for the end when you have the dessert. However, if you have it in the middle of the suda, it also requires a bracha, and therefore you can be yotzer that bracha. Even though normally you don't bring the incense till after the suda, not besocha suda, but lemaise, if you did bring a besocha suda, then the luck is, again, the person who makes the bracha on the motzi is also the same person you machabed him with the bracha that you make bein besocha suda, bein me'achar suda, with the bracha to make on the mukma, to make on the spices, would be the same bracha that you have for him as well. This is the way the Moshe learns the same thing a little bit tzorcha suda, since the mukma is not the tzorcha suda, so even though whenever you're bidding, it's not part of the suda itself, so maybe let's say it requires an independent bracha. If an independent bracha is still mechabed, the one who made the bracha is the one who makes the bracha here as well, but the independent bracha is mechayev you because it's not coming mitoch suda. It's something different. It's not part of the suda itself. Not part of the suda itself. The Gemara says like this. Then the Gemara says, this is Lashon of the Mishnah. The Gemara comes out and says, that depends, that's qualified halacha of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if Yeshua ben Levi Omar, b'shua ben, imas nisa. The Mishnah is talking about a case of where the shua ben, the week after the son, which means generally means the bris milah, Then the Farshim explain. That's where the Rashi Mishalua explains. The Gemara talking about a case where it's the Suda, it's the bris mila that you make. The Suda's bris mila you make at the end of the week. So therefore, in such a case, Gom bris mila, he says, what in chuppah, the ekloi masubin that you make at 7 days also before the chasana. So therefore, bein yoshu bein the subway to suffer the lekashavu yakwa yakad of a balabayas in mene beisa filo sibu yakad. So because this halakha we say the nafkamina between leaning and between sitting is only nafkamina if it's a suda, a public suda, a shvua ben, or a chuppah, or a chasana, things like that. So in that case, when you make a nafkamina, when are you, when the people, when they're sitting having a suda. So if they're reclining, it's a public suda, it's a kavias, then one person makes the bracha for everybody. But if it's not that way, then it's the Mefarshim learn differently, the Charedim, but this is the way the Pnei Moshe learns, the Rashi Shlomo learns. But if it's a suda of Pnei Beso, Baal Baiso, Baso Beso, person in his house, then lo, there's no nafkamina. We don't care whether they're in a sitting or they're eating, or they're leaning. The luck is one makes a bracha l'kulon, because that's a kvias. So in a public suda, then the luck is it's not considered his suda until they're masive. But sitting together is not a suda. But and therefore you don't have a bracha l'kulon. However, in a person's house, so then the halacha is you make a bracha. The halacha is mesubin even if you're sitting. That's considered a kavius, and one person is yotzer for everybody. In that there's no chilik. That's the way the Pnei Moshe and the others learned this halacha in the Mishnah. So that would be the qualification of Sefer Yeshua ben Levi, the halacha in the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbi Chiya, he learns no. I feel about a bias. Besok Beso, even Besok Bais, Besok, the same halacha. If the halacha is, if there's masiv, yes, and if not, everyone's Merkel of Atzmo. So therefore, the Priya learns differently in the Tosefta and says that there's a Nafkamino, there is a, same halacha applies by Tokol Abayas, that would make a difference to Besebo or not. Again, as we mentioned, does not okay to our Suda today, we don't do a Seba. Therefore, if as long as they're sitting together, it would be bain b'nei beso, bain if it's in a suda, public suda, halakha zechel mevarech li'atzmo. Tarvi lantan b'raisa, seder ha'suda. What's the seder ha'suda? Ech erchem nechnos, the proper seder of the suda is, erchem nechnos miyoshven l'tzafsalin v'kadrayos. The guests come in and sit on the benches and on the chairs, ha'chakulim esnasa, until everybody is arrived, everybody came in, everyone gathered together, everybody's there, all the guests are there. They would come in into the main area, and they would all be sitting, and not leaning, not they would not be sitting on the couches as they'd be massive, as was the minhag then, but talking about where they would come in, sit down, and have some hors d'oeuvres. And this is, they would just be either standing or they'd be sitting. Then, until everyone gets together. V'ilei miyayin, bring yayin, gamar v'chli atzma. Everyone makes the bracha themselves, the yayin themselves. Why? Because again, because they're not being massive, they're only sitting or they're standing. Memela, that's not a kvias. And therefore, everyone has to make their own bracha. It's not a unified group. It's like everyone comes in. When they get served, when they come in, they get their derbs and they sit down until, and they're ready until everyone gets together. Haviu, lamb, mayim le'adayim. They go bring water for them to wash their hands. Again, we'll see what the halacha is, what it means that they go ahead and bring mayim. This is not the din in the kios. In other words, this wasn't the din as the tilas yadayim. This was as the kios above, because they're coming to eat with their hands, the appetizer. So they would know that they would wash one hand, the hand that they would touch the food, the right hand where they would take the food from, that's what they would do. This is not regularly a dayim for peros or for lechem or pasta that we watch, where they have to wash regularly their two hands. This was just the other achas, just for the kios. The Pnei Moshe says that this is for Makabal the coast. They would wash one hand, the hand that they would go to accept the coast that they would drink from. It would be dirty, so they would clean that. It's nikios. Whether it's for the papayos, whether it's for the entree, for the appetizer, whether it's for the kos, it was only at the nikios. They would go ahead and bring the mayim, and not all yado achas, even would wash one hand, and then avilo papayos. They would go bring the appetizer of the pasuk of Kistin that we spoke about already over the last few days. They would bring this, which was the appetizer that they would bring, and each one would go ahead and wash for there. This halacha, by the way, that we talked about of the washing of the hands is an unusual halacha, because there's no din. We don't find any din of washing for mashke, And he did for washing, for paspa bekisnit. It's a snack that with people go, there's no din washing. It's only washing it. There's a kfis, either on fruit, maybe peros, which would be wet. So we wash, not to be mekabel, not to be mitame yadayim. Or there's a din of course, washing for pas, which is a chiyuv. But this was not a type of thing that they would go ahead and wash for. But yeah, the halakha is that they were knowing this way to wash some type of thing for drinking or for the papayos, for the snack. They would wash their one hand, and this was what they would do. And each one would wash and make the bracha for themselves. Vila papayos again, and bring the entree, cook my bracha outside. We're going to make the bracha because they're not being masiv. It's not they weren't reclining yet. As the lashon of the Mishnah. Olubei say, but when now they'll go into the next room, they go into the couches, they go where the area where they're sitting, which was the lashon of the first one explained, they would then go into this place where they would have the suda, where they would sit down to have the suda, and in there they would go ahead, and now each one would go ahead, and now make a bracha, now that they're reclining, and say, but now, if you let me yayin, you bring yayin, abish abirach, abish shok, you've only made a bracha already on the yayin before, you have to make a bracha now in the yayin because they moved into a different room. That's the pashtus. The way that we learned, the first one learned, you went into the first room, which was the hallway, the lobby, where they had a drink there while they were waiting for people to get together. That was one thing. But now you change into a different room, so now you have to have a different, you have to make a guffin all over again, or whatever you're drinking, a bracha all over again. It's like a new drinking. Mamela, they now have to make another bracha, and here have another kula. So now one person would make, because now they're being masiv. Now they're leaning, as the Mishnah says. Everyone, one person would make the bracha for everybody. You don't need that. Now they go ahead and bring the kfir sedayim, because you're preparing for the suda. They're about to eat the suda. Then, even though you wash your hands already once, they wash one hand. So you can't only wash the second hand, but totally told Shay Yalav, you have to wash both hands now. Again, it's a new kfir. This time you have to wash, you can't be Messiah Das from the first one. So therefore you already Messiah Das. That doesn't add help for the second one. So maybe you have to wash again. You wash now on both hands. Now, now they go ahead and they bring the appetizer now. So a person go ahead and make a bracha. Now that you're being Koveya, you're being massive. But now you can go ahead and you make a bracha on the pasta baba kisnin. You make a bracha on that as well. So here again, one person is miyotze for everybody. The Ein Rishos, but there's no, the person can't come into the room where they're eating the suda after three apapos already served three appetizers, which means Umar says that person came, they go ahead and they would serve one to the people who came first, then they were to serve two more. So after three, then they would begin the suda. So if a person came in now, after ready to come into the dining room, it's late, and we're coming after they already served three, you can't come into the dining room. Why? Because they already served three, and now they already cleaned it up, they're about to serve the main course. A person coming in now would be a busha to the balabayas. They have to go ahead to, that they shouldn't come in, to start all over again. So they would do is they would go ahead, the Brisa says, they would close off, that they would make a partition, that to go ahead, and nobody should be able to come in now, into the papos, and the yeshiva stay papos, they're seva. So we learned that therefore the people shouldn't come in now. That would be one of the halachas that we say in Hilchos Asuda, that koloma zeu asimun shel akar shayu machalkin shlosh pamim papos kolekav yakod shuv ein rishus larkin acherim likanas lisuda. The people shouldn't come in. They shouldn't come in. They have no right to come in. So there was a halachas in Suda that after that would be the cutoff mark from someone being able to come in to join the Suda. They would not come in, they would not be allowed to come in. Now it said that this was the minig over there, and the Charedim brings down that the Lashon of the Braisa was, they used to actually made a, since they were in a separate place, they would actually block off the place, close off the place, that a person, the Tosefta, the Braisa brings down, that the should not come in, they're not letting people, the people would know not to come in now, it's too late to come in. This was the Hilchos in the Suda, to know that this was the time that somebody should not enter in into the Suda. This was one of the halakas of Suda, Hilchos Suda, that was prevalent again at the time, which is again not Nogea today anymore, but this was something that was done. Hilchos Suda is a lashon of the Braisa.